And welcome, my friends, to the Cool Jazz Set and a second hour of This Great American Art, Modern Jazz with Taste. We originate each week at this time from the University of Richmond at 90.1 on your FM dial and stream at WDCE.org. And we are here live every day Eastern Time from 3 to 5 p.m. as shows are recorded, and tonight's will be available tomorrow morning at our website, CoolJazzSet.com. Just go there and click on radio shows, and you will see both of tonight's one-hour segments. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always a pleasure to be with you playing this beautiful music, and on a lovely afternoon, by the way, too. Just a beautiful afternoon. A real warm welcome to the other stations that now carry the Cool Jazz Set, WYAP in Clay, West Virginia, KDUP in Surprise Valley, California, the Global Community Radio Station in Geneva, New York, and the Neopa Community Radio Station in Canton, Ohio. And last but not least, the KJIV, the Fine 89 in Reno, Nevada. And of course, a warm welcome to our regular listeners. And we'll start this second hour off with a nice quartet. This is tenor saxophonist Pete Mills with Hammond B3 Monster, Tony Monaco. And I think you'll like this tune. It's titled Straight Up. Hope you enjoy. Thank you. pianist Larry Fuller with his fine trio. Larry Fuller on piano, of course, Hassan Shakur on bass, and Greg Hutchinson on drums. That's on the Capri record label, and the album is just entitled Larry Fuller. And that was Dahood, written by the great late Clifford Brown. Here's a nice vocalist, Lynn Stanley, from an album that she did just a year ago entitled Interludes, and this is Nice and Easy Does It Every Time.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy. Nice and easy does it every time.
Thank you.
the Billy Taylor Trio from his album entitled Dr. T. Billy Taylor, the late, great Billy Taylor, wonderful pianist. Victor Gaskin is his bassist on that, Bobby Thomas. On drums, who can I turn to? Up next, we'll hear from a nice recording Paul Desmond did with his own quartet. Of course, he was with Dave Brubeck for so many years, but this was his, he called it his Canadian quartet. This was recorded live in 1975 on the Polygram record label, featuring Paul Desmond on alto saxophone, Ed Bickert on guitar, Don Thompson, the great bassist, and Jerry Fuller on drums, and a nice different arrangement of a tune I think you'll recognize. Thank you.
Thank you. Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music, and practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
And thanks, Dr. Taylor, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the beautiful University of Richmond. Well, we just heard a nice recording by the Terry Clark Quartet, and that featured on alto saxophone Mr. Greg Osby, and the late, great Jim Hall on guitar, Don Thompson on bass, and, of course, Terry Clark on drums from his album entitled It's About Time. Let's see. I think you'll like this. I just got this a week ago. This is a vocalist we just kind of discovered through a friend. Her name is Lena Seikaly, and it's spelled S-E-I-K-A-L-Y, S-E-I-K-A-L-Y, Lena Seikaly. Her website, of course, would be lenaseikaly.com. This is from her album, Looking Back, and I love this arrangement of I Cover the Waterfront, and I think you'll like it too.
City that hurts and mocks, I'm standing alone by the desolate docks in the still and the chill of the night. I see the horizon, the great unknown. My heart has an ache, it's as heavy as stone. Will the dawn coming on make it last? I cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea. Will the one I love be coming back to me? I cover the waterfront in search of my. And I'm covered by a starlit sky above. Here am I, patiently. see. Will the one I love be coming back to me? Oh, for the one I love must soon come back to me.
And that was Richie Kamuka and Bill Holman doing the arrangements, and featuring Richie on tenor sax, Vince Guaraldi on piano, Monty Budwig on bass, Stan Levy on drums. The things we did last summer. Here's a nice trio. Rob McConnell on valve trombone, Ed Bickert on guitar, and Neil Swinson on bass. And the title of the piece is I Have Dreamed. Thank you. Time for me to say goodbye just for tonight. I hope you've enjoyed the music. If you did and want to hear some more of it, go to my website tomorrow, cooljazzset.com, and click on the header radio shows, and you'll see both of tonight's one-hour segments as well as about 100 hours of great jazz. Just scroll down and listen to as much as you like. It's free for downloading. Thanks for being such great company. Hope to see you next week, same time. Have a great one.
When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor every time.